It's Full Coverage with your favorite fools, Laura Lee and
Manny Amway.
And
we got our co-hosts, our other co-hosts.
Guy behind the scenes.
We have Tyler here today. Guys, today we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
They're going to play it.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be the judge.
He's a moderator.
Yes, I'm the moderator.
And the judge. Do we need the whiteboards to write down our answers?
Should we? I think we do.
Let me grab them. Pause.
Where are they? I'll get them.
Cool. I feel like we could go ahead and start a peek and a peek.
Yeah, while we're doing that. Yeah, let's do that. Start peeking with our peek. I started last time. You need to start with your peek this time.
I'm going to start with my pit, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Start with a pit.
I have a complaint with my friendship with Manny MUA, and I decided to not tell him this and just put him on the spot on the podcast.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so my complaint is we've been friends for almost 7 years now, and our friendship has truly been lovely for the most part. I mean, we've hit some bumps.
We have hit some rocky waters, if you will.
If you will. Uh-huh. The waters got rocky, but we're still here. But here recently, and I would just say mostly this year, I will say our friendship is business, and I hate it so much. Like, I hate it because me and Manny are so intertwined more than we ever have been with business adventures. Mm-hmm. We have three business adventures, one of which you know about, which is the podcast Full Coverage, mm-hmm. two others that we've been working on for such a long time. And every time we want to hang out or do anything, we have to work. It's crazy. It is never, let's go see a movie, mm-hmm. let's go eat. No, it's like, I need you to be at my house at this time. We got to shoot these pictures. I need you to be here. We have a meeting here. We have a phone call. We have a Zoom.
That was today. That was literally today.
And that was all in one day.
And that was all today.
That was all today.
Is it not the
tomorrow
truth?
I'm coming over to the shoot.
Tomorrow he's coming over for a photo shoot. And we try to hang out, but we can't because we always now have work that intertwines both of us together. And it makes me so sad.
It's very annoying.
It's so annoying because mm-hmm. I miss just us being friends and just hanging out and having no work and mm-hmm. shit talking and kikiing and laughing and watching TV and eating bad food.
Literally, like, I'm not kidding you, this is the same as mine too. Not the same peak I'm thinking, but yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the day before, I was like, Laura, let's go to the movies this week. Let's do dinner. Like, I was like, let's do something this week. Cause I literally said to her on the thing, I was like, I feel like we've just been working so nonstop the last like month for real, like hardcore month, that I'm like, we need to do something that's not work. Cause every time we've seen each other, it has been work stuff.
You know what's funny? That was like, when me and you first started working together, that was like our biggest problem. Yeah, we had to like,
that was you guys
we
too.
Had to learn how to carve out time for like
each other,
not work mm-hmm. and like our actual relationship.
Cause we didn't understand. We were like, well, we're together all the time, mm-hmm. but we're really not because all we do is work.
Like, we'll literally say that all the time. Like, it'll be a conversation. We're like, well, you're leaving me, but I've been with you all day.
But is it work?
We've been working all day.
I haven't like had one genuine conversation. It's mm-hmm. just been like strictly business, work, you know? So I hate it. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy at the success we've accomplished.
Totally.
And basically letting the world in on our friendship. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't take it back for the world, but there's definitely peaks and pits about it, you know?
For sure. I actually could not agree more. And that's like, even like, yesterday, I literally said, Laura, I was like, let's go watch Guardians of the Galaxy this week. Like, what days could you do it? Let's go to the movies and do something. Because we have been doing so balls to the wall. So I can't remember last time I played fucking Mario Kart at your house.
Never.
I don't remember. I beat the shit out of you.
Okay.
Okay. It was actually okay. Like, it was like a month ago. But still, that's a long time.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-mm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, What about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
And it's like for us, because we have so much scheduled in, like he was like, let's go see a movie. And I'm like, when can we possibly, when could we possibly do that? When? I would love to know.
No, it's true. It's hard. It makes it a lot more difficult because also our Mays they're very intense. Our May month is very brutal. And so I think it really is important to just be able to carve out time for ourselves and do our own things.
Brutal from like April to like, I think as soon as the weather starts to get warm, for some reason shit just hits the fan.
It's the traveling for me. That's what I was like, because you're traveling twice this month. I'm traveling once this month. It makes it a little bit harder when we're traveling and doing so much, because the times that we do have to carve out for each other, we have to turn into work stuff now.
We absolutely have to.
We can't just do like, okay, we have one day to, in between, let's do, we have to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And then it's not like, well, let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
Because turned it into like work, which is, you know, it's a big blessing and it's also a curse. It's a blessing sword.
And a curse. Because I feel like so much of my life is work, and now my friendship is work. You know what I mean? And it sucks. So, hopefully it'll change, but it's probably not going to, because
now that you say it, I feel like when I'm more aware of things like that, like I'm the type of person that like, once I know something, I'm like, okay, like let's really make an active effort for things.
It's not just your fault. It's my fault. It's our fault.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
It's easy. And it's honestly very easy to fall into when you communicate so often.
Yeah.
Because we do have a working relationship and we have like a friendship, but it's hard to balance both sometimes. Honestly, even like, with my parents, sometimes I struggle with it.
Yeah.
Because I work with my parents all the time and I'm like, I struggle with the balance of like, when we're talking, I'm like, so why are we just talking about Lunar Beauty?
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about like what's going on in your guys' life? How's the house? Like, hard to do that with family.
What's happening? Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like very, very unique circumstances to do that.
Yeah. It's true. So that's my pit this week.
Mm. Laura got me good. She got me together.
It's you.
She
did.
It's you. Wow, Laura, you just got me.
To air out the full fam drama. God.
You guys, I will say, I was like, tomorrow, Laura, let's do it tomorrow. I said, let's do it Friday. But Laura's busy.
But we have a photo shoot tomorrow. Do you see what happens?
I was like, well, maybe at nighttime we can do it, but Laura has to film.
Yep.
So it's like very, like, it's tough because we have to carve out time for work. We have to carve out time for friendship too.
It's true.
We can't just let it be that because... like, yeah, our friendship is stronger than it's been for so long. What's the fun in it, though? Yeah. Where's the fun?
Yeah.
Luckily, we do get to we talk every day, and it's not always about work stuff. So we do get a kiki every day, but it's not the same as when you're hanging out in person.
Definitely not the same.
You know, like, we haven't gone to Korean barbecue in a month.
We're going to have to fix that.
Hello.
That's our moment. Yeah.
I agree. We're fixing it.
Okay.
It's done.
We're on it.
Fixing it. I wrote fixing.
Hey, he's like, this is his notes. This you guys, is where he keeps all his notes.
Laura, like today earlier, Laura was venting. She was venting to me. And I go, write it in the book, Laura. And I go like this. And I open my hand. She's like this. Manny. So Manny, this is what's I was like, Laura, we have to do that. Like, that's literally like such a funny camp thing. Be like, write it in the books, honey.
We're literally improvers.
We're fucking idiots is what we are.
Yes, and.
Okay, wow. So that brings me to my pit. Apparently, I'm going to be seeing a lot more of Manny.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized, like, yeah.
That took me like 30 minutes.
Me too. Laura, it took me like, I really reset on that one.
It took me like 30 minutes to catch up.
I really reset on that one.
JK.
What's your real pit?
My real pit, I don't know if you guys remember. I know Laura does. A few months ago, I hurt my shoulder.
Yep. Which one?
My left shoulder.
This one?
Yes. That would be... Ah! Like,
oh!
And I finally got around to getting an MRI because it happened in November. So what is that? Is that like 5 months?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Six months and it still bothers me. So I got an MRI and apparently I have a labrum tear. I don't know what a labrum is, but Manny tells me that's something similar to
like your labia.
In your vagina.
Yeah, so, I think it's your shoulder's vagina.
Yeah, I tore my shoulder vagina.
Yeah, it happens.
So I don't really know what that means. I haven't had my, I got to have another appointment with my doctor to figure out like what that means. I don't think it's surgery.
Someone WebMD this and tell us down below what's going to happen.
Let's get our ZocDoc going.
And it was like a bunch more stuff like on there that they tell you in the MRI, but like... Mm-hmm. I didn't know what any of it meant.
You should have Googled it.
I was, but I literally just looked.
Oh,
just
right like now. The, breaking
you're gonna,
news.
You're going to WebMD yourself, though, and you're going to fuck yourself up.
That's true.
You're going to spiral.
Maybe you
amputate
wait.
My
to
arm.
No, you're going to get to that point, and you're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't do that, actually.
So I have to set that appointment, but yeah.
It's crazy because like usually like shoulder stuff, when it like with the tendons, you can't like really do anything.
Yeah.
You're just like not supposed to actually
do anything. Because it's such like an active like joint and muscle.
Yeah, you use your shoulder for everything.
You're supposed to literally just like be in a sling and just like not do anything like it has to heal itself.
How can you not do anything though?
It's impossible. You can't even like raise
your hand. I don't know that you're gonna be able to golf.
Oh darn.
See, here's the thing.
He's like, I'll figure out how to golf with my foot.
Literally, I will golf with one
with my feet. I will be golfing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's your pit?
Laura
he doesn't
Lee.
Know.
No, mine is okay. So my pit is that like gradually more and more Nick is moving out every like time I see him.
Did you say goes, peak or pit?
Pit.
I was like, damn, pit, all right,
pit,
Nick. Sorry,
pit. Nick like is gradually like he keeps going down to San Diego and he stays for longer bits of time. And I'm like,
aww. Baby, that house
and
is
it's very,
dry.
It's very weird because it used to just be like he'd be down for like 2 days and now like he's like been down for the last like five. And he's coming back up tonight, but then he leaves tomorrow and then he's gone till Monday.
Oh my
and it's
gosh.
Like these big trips and he keeps like taking stuff down and I'm like, holy shit. It's like not in one go. He's not like moving out in one thing.
Right.
But definitely like the move out is happening very rapidly and I'm just like not prepared for it. I also because I'm so busy that I don't have like time to process it right now. I'm like just on the go. But I know that when I'm a little bit more free with time, I'm going to be like devastated that he's not going to be there because it's going to be just me and Zaya and I'm going to be very like, not well.
Big life change.
To me, big life change for me. And I can't imagine like not getting a little lonely.
Oh yeah.
There by myself. So I'm trying to like, I don't know, like cope with that in some capacity. Cause I'm just like not prepared for the idea of him being gone. Cause since I moved to LA, he's been with me.
Mm.
My entire like LA.
Yeah,
he
that's
went to
right.
Hollywood with me, to Santa Cruz with me and now where I am now.
Oh,
so he's been with me the entire time. So him going back, and my parents are back in San Diego now. I'm like, wow, it really is just going to be me up here.
Have you thought about asking him not to move out?
I have, but like, I totally have thought about it, but like he's doing his like business venture in
it's
San Diego.
It's time for him to move on to the next chapter.
Exactly. So it's like, I really can't like do
like
anything about it.
You want to support him.
Yes. So. And I do. And I really do. And I want to support him. And I'm so happy for him. And I'm so happy to see him like flourish in his own way. It's just like sad for me, but I'm happy for him.
Would you ever get a roommate?
No,
I don't know. I'm just not as trusting. I feel like I'm not like super trusting with Zaya, especially.
What are you gonna do?
Because
I know Nick is there a lot when Zaya, when you go out and about. Are you gonna have that at home parent guilt whenever you have to leave Zaya alone?
I already have it.
Yeah.
Laura, so, I already fucking have it.
So imagine Nick not being, I'm like making the situation
worse. No, you want me to go jump off the fucking balcony crying. Too?
I'm so sorry.
With, combined with your pit and this, you want me to fucking jump?
I'm pushing them.
You're pushing me to the edge right now, Laura Lee.
I'm pushing them to the edge.
No, I really like, I already feel it with Zaya, like, because even when I leave, like I leave the TV on for her now and I'm like, what do you want to watch today? And I like leave her little TV on and like have her little food set. I'm always like very like try to do what the best I can for her. But when I'm gone for hours and I come back, she's so excited to see me that I'm like,
oh, you were lonely, yeah. Weren't you?
You were alone.
My cats stay asleep when I walk in. They don't even wake up.
Yoshi will.
She'll kind of like, look at you a little bit and then she'll lay back down. Like, but the rest of my cats, they don't even look at me. And it helps with my guilt.
It's like, yeah, that helps so much. And they all have each other.
Cats are so much more independent.
They have each other though. That's like, true. But it's a very, very strange thing because I want a partner for Zay like to have there. I feel like right now because I'm so busy that I need to like, I would be waiting to like the fall.
I think in the fall, what would help you a lot is getting a new Zaya, which the exact same dog, like the exact same type of dog.
You need another
Goldie Doodle.
I need like a small Goldie Doodle.
I think you just need the exact same dog.
I can't do.
Also, it's going to help the blow when you lose Zaya one day. It helps so much with the blow. You don't even know.
Does it?
No.
No, it does.
I think when you have other pets, it does help.
It helps with the blow. From having that one and only child to having two, it helps.
It's still just like a very deadly idea, though. It's very like, it is. Fuck.
It's inevitable. So it's inevitable. Have to prep it's yourself. Happen. And it's part of that happen. Is getting a second dog, that's which life. She would like anyway since Nick is moving out. So I think in the fall, you should consider getting a new
dog. Like, okay, what if I get another dog and then like I'm with them for the next 15 years again? It's like, what if like I want to uproot and like travel like a nomad for a year? I can't do that with the dog.
No, you can't. You could give both to your mom.
No, oh, yeah. I would never do that.
I think she would take mm-hmm. them in 2 minutes.
She would.
And then they would still be in your life.
As like a
mental thing.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, let me just have Zaya and live out her life. And when she's done, I'll be animal free for a bit.
Well, maybe until I maybe have a family or if I want to like have a partner or like we have like something more. But I feel like the idea, like it'll depend on like how I get through when Zaya passes. Because if I'm like completely destroyed, then I wouldn't want another one, to be honest. Like, I know me. Like, I wouldn't want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know?
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. So, it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm bummed. Just seeing like Nick. I'm excited for Nick, but I'm just bummed for the idea of me being alone.
We're pausing on cats, too. So, like, whatever happens.
We're taking a pause.
Just have to take the blow. Because people always ask me, am I going to get more cats? And I'm like, no,
we're at a pause.
We're at a pause. So, whatever happens
pause,
from now
P-A-W-S.
On.
Pause, P-A-W-S.
Yeah.
See what you did there.
Mm-hmm. A pause.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whatever happens.
Well, especially because some of yours like to try you.
The cup is overfloweth.
One specifically
loves to test your guys' patience.
One three-legged demon.
The brink.
He's a baby, sweet baby boy.
He is. He's actually very much an angel.
He is an angel. He really is an angel.
He's also a shithead.
Literally.
Yes. Was horrible pits, by the way.
Horrible.
All three of us.
The other day, Zaya, like I could tell she wasn't really feeling good because her like she was kind of like curled up and I was like, what's wrong? I'm like petting her stomach. I can tell because her stomach's kind of growly. I'm like, she probably just has an upset tummy because she'll get that sometimes. And I was laying on my bed with her and I was just like laying down and I see her and she gets up and she looks at me and I'm just looking at her and then she goes, bleh, throws up all over my bed. And I go, oh,
so you got rid of her, didn't you? You got rid of her.
And that was my final straw. No, so I was like, it's okay. So I got her, picked her up, put her on her a little bit, and I was like cleaning it or whatever. And then I go downstairs later on, and she had diarrhea all over the floor. Like, she had started it on her potty pads, which she...
What did you feed her, man?
I didn't feed her anything crazy. Like, sometimes I think she just gets upset stomachs. Right. And I didn't feed her anything crazy. It was the same food that she always eats, everything. She didn't get into anything different. No trashes on the ground. So literally, she just had like an upset tummy and she shit on her grass patch. She started it there, the diarrhea there. And then she kept walking. Just trailed it out like a little snail.
The walking poops.
Heard in. Shit all over my carpet. Or not my carpet, thank God. All over my floor.
Oh,
yeah. And I said, God. Oh. And then so after she shit, she was like, give me a greenie, I'm hungry. I'm like, oh. So
and
now,
you
now
gave her the greenie dish.
Sure did.
Nick.
I sure
say a shit everywhere.
Oh, Nick's not even here. I have to do it all. I can't even have him help me.
Dang, Manny.
Yeah. It was deadly, but I gave her that greenie though, because I'm like, you're not feeling good. I'll give you a greenie.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any peaks for this week?
We have to have peaks. And I do. Oh, you know what? I do.
Give it to
us. That's not my turn. I just did it. It's your turn.
You do it. I don't know what mine is.
I'll go. All right, guys. I am traveling soon, and I've been needing some warm weather. So it's going to be, I want to say, we want to say exactly where we're going, but.
Better not.
I'm excited for that upcoming traveling. Also, the past like month, I have been really dedicated to working out and eating pretty healthy. So I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life right now.
I feel like you're in very good shape. Mm-hmm.
You see me.
I saw your thirst trap on your stories.
Right,
sure did.
You see me with my shirt off daily. How am I looking?
You look good always to me, though.
Yeah, you're always gonna like hello. It's me too. I'm like, you always look great.
I mean, compared to normal though.
I think you're in the best shape of your life.
Thank you. I would take my shirt off here, but.
Let's do it.
I don't want everybody to get excited.
Do it. Honestly, do it.
No.
Suddenly it's like, no, I'm kidding. No. As the second we learn, like, do it then. You're like,
I'm leaning over, like, all frumpy. So, like, everything's.
No, I know. It's not going to, like, I would never do that.
Here and
all right.
Show.
I'll do it if Manny does it.
I'm not doing it. So, we're not going to do that right now.
I'll do it if Laura does.
Laura, take out your damn
shirt. I will get demonetized.
That's for the OF page if we ever get there.
So, if you guys want to see that, head over. To Laura's OnlyFans.
I will be charging
for tit for sure.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Same.
I've been trying. Awesome. I've been working out like weightlifting 3 times a week, doing hot yoga with Laura once a week.
The hot yoga will get you together.
And I usually will golf and I play softball still. So like I'm pretty active lately. And I've been trying to eat better. So
that's good.
I love that.
It's paying off.
Good. So eating.
I'm ready for summer season, beach season. Top off.
Beat summer bodies are built in the winter.
Guns out. Yeah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Well, my peak is actually similar to Tyler. So you guys remembered at the beginning of this year, I started my hot yoga journey as like my new workout. I wanted to pick one this year and really stick with it. And hot yoga has just really resonated well with me. I'm going to try hot sculpting next. So ooh, that's my next layer to get into. What's
that? Wait, is that like Pilates?
It's Pilates. It's basically ooh, Pilates in the heat.
Oof. Oh my God.
I will not be doing that one with you.
Everyone's bailing out on that one. Everyone's like, nope.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I'm scared. But
you're I think it's more so like the heat they have to get acclimated to. It's not even movements as much. It's the heat. And then once you get acclimated to the heat,
I'm acclimated. You can do the more things. Yeah, that's why I'm thinking of stepping it up.
I have an idea.
Why?
If Manny loses this challenge today, he does hot yoga with you.
I'm not going to put Hot Manny in.
Hot Manny. You're not going to put Hot Manny through hot yoga.
I'm not going to do that.
You know,
to him.
I wouldn't survive that.
I know.
And
for
I would love to see it, though.
You would walk out. No,
the thing is,
there.
It would have to be like, we'd have to plan it out where it's like we can record me. I know. Trying to do it too. Like, it couldn't be like, well, they have to experience it too. Like, it's like for the video.
This is just for us, babe.
No, it's I not. It's for the suffer. Full coverage. It's for the full. You want to see me suffer, though. Yes. You love when I suffer. That's the thing.
I know you wouldn't even make it. Like, I think you would walk in the class.
Wow. And be she has no confidence.
Well, she knows me very well.
I know
well.
Him very well. I think you would walk in the class and be shocked by how yep. hot it is.
But
in
also,
there.
You're very competitive. So if you made it competitive, you would stay.
Well, I will always somehow get a little bit more out of something when the competitive nature starts to kick in a little bit. I'll always do a little bit more than I should have or wanted to. Mm. But when it comes to the heat, I tend to not just
it'll
be that
competitive. It'll get you together. It'll get you together.
I'm like, baby, when? If I can get out of the sun,
hope you don't
when?
Lose today. Hope you don't lose.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Anyways, I plan on, well, one, I have been. I'm upping it up to twice a week, minimally, hot ooh. Yoga. Then we're going to get into hot sculpting. I've done 3 hot yoga classes in the past 7 days.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'm amping this shit up because the thing is, hot yoga is getting very easy for me. Like,
is that why you're so hot?
Not at all, actually. It actually is a great calorie burner, though.
I don't know, it is. Like, it's crazy.
It's, like, good for your mind. It's good for everything. So I'm just, like, amping this shit up because I'm like, wow, this is easy for me. And I was talking to my assistant the other day. And I was like, oh, how often do you do hot yoga? And she was like, oh, I've been doing it since I was like 19. So she's like, I do it every other day. And I was like, huh? Huh? I actually asked her how often she washes her hair. And she was like, well, because I do hot yoga every other day. And I said, what?
You're like, wait, let's stop at that. Let's go back to that.
That's why I was like, pump the brakes.
Pump.
Going back a chapter. Hot yoga every other day. And she was like, yeah. And then, so it actually did inspire me because I was like, fuck, I'm only doing it once a week. I need to amp it up because it's easy for me now. You know what I
mean? It's easy.
It's easy.
Easy-ish. If it's easy, you got to just do more.
I feel like it's easy in there for me. Like, I feel like
I'd be struggling.
I would struggle.
Good. I went in there after drinking the night before.
Well, then that's a difference, different. Though. That's different.
You're poisoned, Diva.
Yeah. You're poisoned,
you
Diva.
You are poisoned the house.
I got it all out, though.
Oh, I'm sure that your literal fucking sweat was tar.
Like squeegee. Yeah.
It was black.
I went to hot yoga after the airplane incident in Paris where I was hungover. Yes. So I went to hot yoga the next day.
Oh my God. Wait, have you talked about that on the podcast?
I did. I talked about it in the live.
The craziest shit I've ever heard. Yeah. And I'll that never was, forget that.
That was insane.
Tyler was there to validate. I didn't overhype the story. Like I went through things.
I didn't hear you heave in the...
You had headphones on.
Yeah, but everybody has headphones on.
Exactly, so you're not like, thank God.
Everyone except for the flight attendants. So they probably like...
But they probably experienced so much of that shit.
I think that's what I was thinking.
There's literally throw bags for people.
Literally. Yeah. Like that's what hello. I was thinking while it was happening. I'm like...
They deal with this.
Can they tell I'm hungover? I feel like they would know.
Like, they would know. They're like,
that bitch still reeks of vodka.
Poor F3 over there is tequila. Fucking struggling. F3's going through the gates.
They write
over
a
there.
Little note.
There's a little by your name, like,
proceeded to sleep for 10 hours on a plane. Too.
And then get off Jesus. The plane and slept for 12 hours.
That's the sleeping's lovely, though.
Are you back on schedule now?
I actually am.
Yeah.
Good. You too?
I would like to say I am, and it didn't take me very long to get back on schedule, but we went over there for way too short of amount of a time.
Oh, I was ready to come home, baby. You know the policy. I know
you get homesick. I will stay longer, but
the written in policy.
Okay, so 4 days is just enough time to get acclimated to the time change. So we left as soon as we got acclimated.
No. I was acclimated in Paris. I felt good in Paris. I felt good in Paris. London, I was delusional. I didn't even know what happened on that trip. I felt good in Paris.
Who am I in London? Who are you?
No idea.
It was a blur.
It takes me about 3 to 4 days as well.
I woke up in Paris. I literally woke up in Paris and was like, oh, we're in Europe.
Here we are.
I could have done one more day in Paris if I hadn't had done London. But because I had done London, I was booking it to the airport.
I'm ready to go. And you guys almost such a fucking flight.
Oh, I wasn't missing that fly. I would have been hanging on to the daggone wings.
Ma'am, can you go actually park a car over there? No.
It would have been one of those.
It would have been Coachella again. No.
Nope.
I can't actually do that.
And Manny, how often do I pull that?
Never. That's not a car you do.
When I need to.
You will.
I will.
I personally only witnessed it happen, like, I'm not kidding you, like maybe like 2 times.
Out of 7 years.
So
that security guard caught the wrath of one of my explosions. I was nice.
You were nice about it after.
I was really nice about it.
That was the funniest shit ever though, honestly. I'll never like forget the no that you said. That's the most powerful no I've ever heard. No is a sentence.
It should.
No period.
It was no. A sentence. There was no exclamation.
No. It was no. Mm-mm. As if you had green eyes. No. Oh.
He said, ma'am, your eyes are shit brown and we're not going to let you get away with this. Get to the back.
Maybe that's brown.
Get
go.
Get to the back. Get. Oh, okay, what's your pick? Give us
my peak. My peak so is sorry. I went on a date this week and it was a very successful date.
And he's so fine.
And he's very handsome and I'm very, very glad that he had followed me on my alt account. And that's how, like, we started DMing because he just like followed me.
I feel like
and
this account is making things happen.
It is. And this is why I have my account, to have like my normal account. Mm-hmm. And so we went on a date. It was really cute. We went and did a ramen date and then we did a paint and sip afterwards. So it was like ramen to paint and sip. So we both did it together. And honestly, it turned out really good. It was so much fun. I think that's like, I like the idea of like doing like a little quick dinner, like an hour dinner, and then doing like a little activity. So it's like you got to do something together, but also get to sit and like have a chat. Because I think, you know, like the paint sip, it's not like you're like talking the entire time.
Yeah.
You're doing an activity, but it's nice to be able to do something with someone. So it was actually really fun, like getting to do it. I had a great time with him. We are supposed to do brunch tomorrow. A little brunch really quickly.
Oh my God.
And then we have technically a second date plan on Saturday.
It seems like he's really into you.
I think so too. I think he is into me for sure.
Did he like the paint and sip?
He loved it. He's like, this is the best day I've ever been on my whole life. That's what he told me.
Wow.
And I don't think that it was just the painting.
A lot to live up to.
Oh, it was the company, my God. Too. That is so cute.
He literally said, this is the best day I've ever been on my whole life.
Oh my God.
That gagged me.
Probably because you guys did something other than get drunk and fuck around. You know what I mean? Like, it was more of like a real mature, like, let's have dinner, get to know each other, and then let's do an activity.
Exactly.
Like, the real dating.
Exactly. Like, it was a cute thing. So he's like, the next day I want to plan it because I like, kind of did that one myself. So he's like, I want to do like a little like eat thing and then we'll do like a mini golf. Like another activity, but we'll get to like do a dinner.
See, that's another good one because I feel like
cute.
Movies is the worst place to go on a
date
unless you already know each other.
Exactly. Way later. Yeah, of course. Later. Way later on.
But it is the worst dating to get to know somebody. It's so stupid. But I feel like golfing, little mini golf, paint sip,
activity,
chatter, you get to
I'm
know
trying to think
each
of like other.
Other
activities that could be cute too that would be adorable for dates.
We're gonna marinate on
I like the idea of axe throwing as well.
That's that another place fun was activity. Really cool.
And that was fun. Like doing that was really fun to me.
Axe throwing's really cool.
And it's an aggressive thing and it's kind of like manly.
You should take them to the hike that we like to do. Because it's easier.
Yes, that's
you know,
easy.
It's like you can have conversations on this hike,
on
like, and it's beautiful. And then you should bring like something for you guys to eat
a picnic.
Out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that out there.
Well, kind of cool.
That's a good date.
Picnic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna write that down.
Like a good amount of time too, you know.
So yeah, I'm excited. Like I've been on dates, of course, since the guy I was seeing last year, but they haven't been like ones where I had felt like, oh, like I want to continue this for real. Mm-hmm. And this guy I do feel that with, so I'm excited to go on the next dates.
It's awesome. I love to hear that.
So I'm excited. Maybe I won't be so lonely.
It's true.
Without Nick.
Wonder closes, another opens.
I'm not going to say his fucking name, you
What's
psycho.
What's his Instagram handle?
I literally almost, you know, I was this close to saying it, this close. He's close.
You forgot we were live.
I was like, We're live right now. And my teeth got
how,
stuck in my...
That's how deep we get in conversation.
Yes, because I fucking forgot we're live.
I know.
We're all talking right. And we're kikiing.
Guys.
It's time.
We're moving on to the next portion of this video. Okay, okay. Of this podcast.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Laura.
No, you're good.
So we are playing Are You Smarter Than A
Fifth Grader?
I don't know if I am. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm
glad
not.
You can admit that up front.
Because...
let me preface that the questions are like...
how hard are they?
Well, no, they're not that hard, but like they're not all fifth grade level. Like some of them are first, second, third, fourth grade level.
If we don't know the first like grade level,
fifth and
I'm
under.
Scared.
You know what this reminds me of? Like if we are literal flops, how are we, like if we, let's say we do have kids in the future, how are we going to help them with homework?
It's not my problem, to be honest Google. With you.
AI.
ChatGPT.
AI. ChatGPT.
Ask Aaron. Not my problem.
No, you're like,
I
so
said,
sorry.
No one
don't
helped
do that.
Me with homework. Go ask your uncle.
And he helped her.
And he helped her.
Uh-huh. And he said, I have to fucking pay for the food on this table.
I'm putting food on the table. Go ask your uncle.
Go do the fucking homework.
Honey, tell them the reward or the for losing or whatever.
Well,
the
so punishment. We're still trying to discuss this.
Okay.
But we were thinking a monetary value.
I think a monetary
time,
would be the
right?
best.
Also, I was Laura, thinking, bucks. Oh, you want to do $100?
Is that like too low or is that too
yeah,
high?
Yeah, I
like
was what? Thinking you win, you take her AdSense from full coverage this month.
Okay.
She wins, she takes your.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit dark, personally. I think it's a little bit of a far fetch. Tyler wants to do like some crazy right. shit.
I want there to be a lot on the line.
He's like, here. I want there to be thousands of dollars on the line. I was thinking like $100.
I was thinking $100.
Okay.
Lovely.
So whoever wins
the
whole other
AdSense.
Person has to Venmo $100
and a tweet.
A tweet? We don't use Twitter anymore, barely.
Twitter's so
Twitter's
dead.
A mess now.
Twitter's dead now.
Fuck Twitter.
All right, so just $100 then.
$100 okay. bucks, Venmo'd, doing it. So we're going to answer questions and we're going to answer it on the thing. You guys follow along, answer the questions. I'm actually really curious to know if you guys know some of these.
I have
so
20 please keep along. Questions.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it, some of them are like pretty easy.
Like that we should like obviously know.
Yeah, and then some are like, oh man, like it's not things that you've probably heard in a while, so maybe you won't know.
I'm so scared.
Okay.
To be transparent.
We're gonna see how stupid you two are.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
Say
is why I'm
what
scared.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
100%.
Yeah. We just jump right into it.
Jump in.
Is there math?
There could be. You know. Fifth grader math though.
We both know. It's gonna get dangerous.
And subtract.
You got this.
What's division?
Fuck. Okay.
Who's division?
All right, ready? Mm. Number one. What makes a square a square?
Oh.
Why is a square?
Can we just say it? Like, or can we fucking do it to write it down? What makes a square?
Yeah. Like what makes the square a square?
You know.
As opposed to different
four corners.
You guys are both the answer is four equal sides because a rectangle has four corners as well. So you're both
wrong.
Incorrect.
That's fine. I like that we both
okay,
get
but
no
points. I felt like we were close, Laura.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say you didn't let me finish before you guys showed your answer. I was just going to say opposed to other shapes and maybe that would have helped you.
It wouldn't have.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. It would not have helped
answer.
Me. I would have put four corners
I was
regardless.
Very confident.
I was going to go into each have a 90 degree angle.
Rectangles also have a 90 degree angle.
Oh, they do.
Well, fuck my drag.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, fuck my drag.
You know, this is going to be fun now that I see how this is going.
So now that we're here, I'm
They're
scared.
Not trick questions either.
No,
you
I know.
Just had to think
you have
about
to really
the answer.
Actively think.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Number two. How many days are there in a leap year? How many days are in a normal year? Do you know that?
I do.
Yes. So a leap year adds or subtracts days.
I'm not telling you
can
anything.
Can we at least know You're, that?
You can think out loud if you want to, but I'm not telling you anything.
Okay, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. 369.
What the fuck, man? All right, Laura, you're wrong too, but Manny, how did you go up?
I added four.
How did you
days.
Go up four?
I said,
it only
like, you know,
changed by one day, so at least Laura got that right. But she
said,
went the wrong direction.
Oh, man, I
you
said 364.
I was thinking 369 because you know how like
no, there's
every
28
four
days
years?
In February and there's 29
oh
on leap year.
So
how do you
right.
not know that? Because we started dating on leap year.
Honey,
on leap day of leap year, we started dating.
Do you know
dating.
Who you're talking to? I don't fucking know my head from my ass most days.
So I was thinking 369
360.
Every 4 years is a leap year. I got the.
So you added the four.
Mm-hmm. That got deep.
Wow.
That got dark, actually. I think like really dark for me. The fact that we both got it wrong makes me very happy.
Me too. We're doing amazing.
All we're right. doing so
You guys
great.
Are doing so good. You haven't got a single one right.
There's only two.
We're gonna
Number
get one.
Three. Which fraction is more significant? Significant means bigger.
Bigger.
6 over 15 or 6 over 17?
I don't even know what this question is.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, wait. Wait a goddamn minute. This is getting really deadly, and I'm so scared. Two, carry the one, 7,003.
He's doing math.
I'm doing math. Is it not math?
I thought this was math.
It's not math,
I don't think there's any math.
Oh, I'm doing math.
It's just, do you know what fractions are, basically?
Well,
you have a 50-50
shot.
Okay, you know what? What was the thing?
Is it 6 over 15 or 6 over 17? Which one is bigger? What is a bigger fraction?
Circled.
6 over 15.
15.
You guys are both incorrect. Wait, what did you say? 6 over 15? Sorry. That's right.
It just seemed like a trick.
So you have to think about it, 17 pieces of the pie. So if you're cutting 17 pieces of a pie, the pie slices are going to be smaller versus 15 slices of the pie.
Dang, did you just black out?
Laura, that's the smartest thing you've ever said, I think.
I'm back, guys. You remember that scene? Just took over.
You remember that scene from Old School when Will Ferrell blacks out and he like rambles off a bunch of stuff?
That was her right there.
I was saying how many sixes are in 15, how many sixes are in 17.
That's why I was like, wait, how are you doing math?
That's what I was doing.
Yes,
right.
You could do it that way, or you could do it the way
I was just going the longer way.
I thought about the way Laura thinks about it.
Got it. So the correct way.
Yeah. Well, no, they're both right. You got it right.
I was today. Yeah. Longer.
You guys both got one
fucking thing.
Well, hey, we each get a point.
Good job, guys.
Oh, I blacked out too.
All right.
That was rough.
Question number four. What do we call the angle that's less than 90 degrees?
Why are you writing so confidently?
This is the only literal word I know that could be it. And if it's not this word, then I'm a fucking idiot.
The angle that's less than
90.
This is I'm not kidding you. This is the only thing, and I'm probably wrong, but it's the only word I know.
I don't know.
I put obtuse.
That's when it's greater than 90, Manny.
Fuck, Manny.
It's acute.
I wouldn't know. Acute. I wouldn't have got. I remember that
These
word.
Things are small. Come on.
I remember but that see, word, but I just wouldn't have known that.
But at least obtuse, I was like very close.
You were on the right path.
I was in that wavelength.
I had nothing.
Acute, like that. Like I was thinking acute or obtuse, but I couldn't remember acute at all. Mm. Fucking bitch ass acute.
We've gotten one right out of.
We need to go back to school.
Four. Honestly, if you're getting any information off of Full Coverage, you need to think about that after watching this podcast.
This is a good example of stop running with stuff that we say.
Yeah.
Because we are.
Sometimes
idiots.
You don't have all the story.
It's called Full Coverage for a reason.
Full coverage.
Just so excited to be in Times Square. We love working with Dossier and we're so excited to help promote their new fragrances. They also gave us a special link found in the description box down below. They smell so delicious. I can't wait for you guys to try them out.
My favorite Dossier fragrances, I had to say, would be Ambery Saffron and Woody Sandalwood. Those are my go-to. I wear them all the time. I've literally gone through a whole entire bottle of both. And truly, it's a brand I really, really rep and I absolutely am obsessed with. So the fact that we got to work with them for with Full Coverage and be in Times Square truly is such a awesome, awesome accomplishment. So I'm so proud of us. And I love Dossier. And you guys definitely have to check them out in the link down below because they truly are incredible and smell just as good as their original fragrances. And at a fraction of the cost. So truly, you're saving so much money and they smell amazing.
If you guys add your order to cart through our link, you'll receive 10% off cash back. So be sure to check it out. They have so many delicious fragrances.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, we're going to go move on to a little geography here, guys.
Fuck. I'm even more lost.
Number 5. Oh, which state is Mount Rushmore located in?
Washington.
Vermont.
No. South Dakota.
What the fuck is in South Dakota?
Mount Rushmore.
Are you guys fucking kidding me? I really was convinced.
The people from South Dakota watching this,
they're like,
they're literally pissed.
Oh my God.
They're gonna fucking cancel us, goddammit. South Dakota.
Neither one of y'all are even thing? Close.
I have I thought, never is Washington met someone not close? From South Dakota.
No.
Is Vermont close?
No.
Well,
you guys, Washington's way over here. Vermont's way over here. South Dakota's like in the middle at the top.
So close.
I was, you know what? When you said Mount Rushmore, I really thought
you went Washington. A mountain. You're like, oh yeah, Washington.
I thought a mountain.
Honestly,
not an actual.
It's
not
carved
heads,
into a mountain.
Not the heads. I thought
Vermont
mountain.
Just felt right to me, but Washington seems more right. However, yeah. Neither of
Thank
them
you.
Are right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, maybe you guys will know this one. Number 6, what are the 3 different states of matter? Matter is in 3 forms, and 3 forms only.
I remember this from science class.
Think about it.
Oh, shit.
Think about it.
Okay, I might be wrong, but this is like what I'm thinking it might be. But this one's a little bit, I feel like some of these are trick questions. Like they sound tricky, but they're actually not.
They're not tricky. They're all very straightforward.
Yeah, but they're tricking me, is what I'm saying.
Just because they're tricking you doesn't mean they're tricky.
They're tricky.
I just okay. don't.
I have liquid, gas, and solid.
Oh, you're yes. so right, Manny. I said physical, energy, and liquid.
What in the hell?
I don't know.
See, honestly, you got liquid, so you're good.
Liquid.
You're on the journey.
Whenever you said your answer out loud, it came back to me. It hit you. I was like, that's it.
I'm very surprised Manny didn't say like water, fire.
I wrote down water.
Well, I put
wrote
liquid.
Down fucking water.
What was it? Solid.
And then I said liquid.
It was liquid,
it was solid,
liquid
gas. Solid gas.
That's
gas.
Right. That's right.
See, that one I was like, okay.
Okay, you get a point.
You could feel the trickiness, but it's not actually tricky.
So Manny is officially winning.
I'm ahead.
All right.
Not saying much, but he's winning.
All right,
next question.
Question 7, and I've gotten 2 correct.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's a little spooky.
That's bad. I've gotten 1 correct.
It's also very spooky. We're very spooky right now.
All
right,
number 7. What are animals without a backbone called?
I don't know if I'm correct on this one, y'all.
I don't know how to spell it.
I definitely
you can say
don't
it out loud. Just write something down.
Vertebrae.
Amphibians?
No, it's invertebrae. You were
close.
Oh my God,
Laura,
so close.
That's when they have a backbone.
I was thinking like exoskeleton or something.
Oh, I remember it. From,
you said amphibian.
Like it was on the
That's
cusp.
When they're in the water.
That is not
bones?
When they're in the water.
Do amphibians have bones?
It's cold-blooded.
No, cold-blooded, no.
Like lizards and snakes.
Yes. Yeah, they're cold-blooded.
But they also
they're amphibians.
They can be amphibious.
They can be.
Oh.
Amphibians are like frogs.
Is it when they do and both, lizards. Right? When they're on land and
but
water?
I thought that
I think it's when they're on land and water.
That's amphibious.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm amphibious.
Wait, what is the no backbone?
I identify
invertebrate.
As amphibious.
Sure. How would I have known invertebrate?
How would we know that?
Invertebrate.
And what animals even have that?
Are you
that?
Proud that I knew?
I am. You get half a point.
I think vertebrae are like the little boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's your vertebrae.
Yeah.
Dang
so,
it.
So invertebrate
is not.
Yes.
I should have known that.
Why could it be D-vertebrae? Why would it be invertebrate?
Like a non-vertebrae. I would have gave you
non-vertebrae. Non-vertebrae is way better.
Anti-vertebrae.
Yeah, I would give you that.
Anti-vertebrae.
All right, guys.
Lack thereof, vertebrae.
If you don't know the answer to this one, I'm going home. Number 8. Why does one always see lightning before... Sorry, not lightning. See lighting before sound. Why do you see light before you hear the sound?
I know the answer to this for reals this time. And I feel that my fucking bussy. Truly from the bottom of my soul and in my hole.
Ready?
Light travels faster than sound.
Good job.
Us being this excited about knowing light travels faster than sound is actually very funny to me.
We're the smartest people.
We're the smartest people. I know. Laura, we both got one.
That's amazing.
I'm so fucking proud. And the only reason I know that is because that was truly an in school, like, the reason you see lightning because you can see it faster and the sound comes later.
Right.
Thunder. I learned that because of the amount of thunderstorms we had in Alabama. You always see the lightning, and a few seconds later, you'll hear it. And you count the miles away the storm is.
Which is probably BS, but.
It may be BS, but that's how you would gauge it whenever I was back home.
All right. Number 9. Which country is both an island and a continent?
I think this is the answer. I could be absolutely correct.
Which country is an island and a continent?
Australia.
Yes.
Good job, guys.
You guys literally, like, who do we think we are?
Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
All right.
I'm Jamae, the schoolgirl.
Does anyone know Jamae? No, we don't know what you're doing right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to fucking jump again.
Number 10. What is the capital of New York?
I feel like that's true.
There's a capital of New York?
Yeah, like the state. There's a state of New York.
I feel like this is
New York
a trick
is a state.
Question, and I don't like it personally.
New York is a state, and every state has a capital.
I know the capital.
You're right.
I know
you
the capital.
Do?
I don't know it, but like I know it. Like it's in there. Like Sacramento is the capital of California.
Yes. I knew all my... Girl, when I was in fucking fifth grade, I knew all
you
my capitals and states. No, but I did know all the capitals and states.
Name one.
California, Sacramento.
Other than that, because she just said it.
Washington.
Washington, D.C.
I know a lot of capitals. Say a random state, and I bet I can say it.
North Dakota.
South Dakota.
South Dakota. Fuck you.
South Dakota.
No, you said
fuck
Arizona.
You and fuck you, too.
Arizona is Phoenix.
Phoenix. I knew
see,
that one.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. See? South Dakota. See?
Montana.
White Yellowstone. Fish, Yellowstone.
No.
Montana.
I don't
what
know.
The fuck's Montana?
I
don't
have
know.
No idea.
Ask me some southern
Rocket Horse. No. Rocket Horse.
Florida.
Wait, Laura, Tampa. what's your
Tallahassee.
I don't know.
Miami.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what's your answer?
I said Rockshire.
I put New York.
Laura,
you put Rockshire. I put New York, New York.
What is Rockshire a city in New York?
No, I made it up.
It could be. I honestly don't know. I've heard of it.
I feel like that's in Ireland.
What is
though.
It?
What's the answer?
It's Albany.
See, we're both losers.
We're both fucking flops.
When I saw this
okay.
one, I got it wrong too. I thought
you
New
knew.
York was the capital.
New York, New York.
Well, see, I thought I would throw two answers in, but that would like eliminate
me. That would
give
you half a point.
I know. And oh that does nothing.
God.
Oh my God. Damn. Rockshire. It's Rockshire.
It's Rockshire. I've heard of Rockshire.
I've heard about it. Sorry, I didn't know where
if
it's
you
at.
Live in Rockshire, please.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Help me.
Oh my God.
Also, tell us the capital of North and South Dakota.
Because we don't know.
While you're there. While you're there.
Please.
Oh my God. All right. Number 11.
Oh my God.
How many syllables are in the word Mississippi?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I didn't say
okay,
spell it.
Yeah.
Okay. Four
is correct. Yeah!
I
don't
know this one. Stop. Yes, that's literally what I was doing in my head.
But
I thought Laura
would give it away.
I thought Laura was looking at me, so I was like,
"You're like this." You fucking thought. You thought.
Laura, it's seven.
He thought I didn't know what a syllable was. Ninja.
No, it's because you know when you're like, you know when you're looking just like in space? I was like,
you're like going to throw her off here. Gonna get her.
It did. Very right, dead.
Number 12.
Oh my God.
The ancient Egyptian empire was based on what continent? Little geography for
ancient
you
there. Egyptian?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that's a lot of writing
for such a short answer. Fuck me.
Wait, can you read the question one more time?
The ancient Egyptian empire was based on what continent?
What continent?
What continent?
I said Asia.
Put Africa.
It's Africa.
I was going to put Africa.
Egypt is in Africa. You know this, Laura. Yeah,
I knew that. But I didn't know that.
I did know that.
Honestly, for a second, I thought Africa was a country. I did.
That's fair, like, though. That's fair. A lot of people think that. I feel like that's a common misconception.
I almost put South America.
Because the thing is, there's like South Africa, which is a country.
Is it?
But Africa is the continent.
Yes.
And that's where I think it gets its misconception.
And it got me.
Egypt
got me
is
together.
At the very top, top right of top Africa.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Laura knew this.
I've been close to Egypt. I've been to Morocco. That's in Africa.
But for some reason, you wrote down at Asia.
Gosh darn it. Did you
now
get
you're
that
two
right?
behind Manissi. Yeah.
Now I'm going to owe him $100. Give me something I can get him good with.
Baby, this half of that's mine.
Laura,
I need you to, hey, take a peek.
Laura, honestly, you don't have to pay me. It's for the food that you get me sometimes. You don't have to pay me.
I'm paying you.
All right, number 13. Ooh, this one's really going to get you. You ready? All right. If a car is traveling at 40 miles per hour, how long will it take to go 180 miles?
180?
Yeah.
Wait, what the
I'm
fuck,
I'm like, okay,
dude?
You have two trains traveling in opposite directions.
No,
shut up.
You want me to read it again?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Laura's writing down like a whole bunch of stuff over here.
She's and how far are we going, 180?
180 miles. She's got this whole list of calculations over here.
Hold on. Don't say your answer.
Okay, I have my answer.
40 miles per hour. How long does it take to go 180 miles?
4.5.
3 hours.
Laura got it right.
You see all that math? Woo! You see all that math?
Hey, that's my baby, y'all. She's a math genius.
Yes.
Remind us not to get in the car with Manny.
Math has always been the worst subject I've ever had.
Well, if it's 40 miles an hour, therefore 40 hours, 40 miles per hour. So you can divide 40 into the 180, 4.5.
Boom.
So that's how many hours it would take.
Yo.
Well, you know, it's been a lovely ride that we've been on currently.
And all right, now I'm
Laura
only
always
one
drives you guys. I'm
that's
new.
True. That's true.
Laura always drives the car.
It's true.
All right, here we go. Another math one for you, Manny.
Oh, gosh.
Dude.
If you found four current U.S. coins under the couch and they add up to 25 cents, three of the coins must be what denomination?
What does denomination mean?
What is a denomination?
Like
what it is?
Yeah, like what is the coin?
Four coins.
Let me read it again.
Oh, okay, I know.
If you found four coins and they add up to 25 cents, three of the coins must be what denomination?
I see.
Okay, I have it. I actually have the answer, I think.
Don't say it.
I have the answer, baby.
Watch it be wrong.
I honestly, if it's wrong,
all confident.
Four coins.
I'm a jump, I think.
Four coins that equal what?
25 cents.
Okay.
Three of them must be what?
Denominations of?
Carry the one.
I think five. Times five. I think the answer is five. I think three of them have, but not 10. Four coins.
This was me with the car one. This was me with the miles per hour dead ass. This is me with the miles per hour.
What I'm not sure what the word denomination means. Like tens, like fives, what? Tens, 15,
no,
20?
Like is it a penny? Is it a quarter? Oh. Is it a dime? Is yep. it a nickel? Like what is it?
Yep.
What are the three coins?
Three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, three of them are quarters, but they should all be quarters.
No. Let me read the question to you one more time. Hang on. She doesn't understand.
No, you have to wait.
Listen, do I not understand
just
the question?
Just listen. You don't understand the question. You found four coins.
Four random coins.
Okay. And they, all four of them add up to equal 25
oh
cents.
Oh, my
equal
God. 25. Yes. I thought they were like 25 cents each. No. And that's why I was like, it doesn't make sense.
Three of the coins must be what?
Got it.
All right. So we'll give you a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
So I don't, did you ever work a cash register when you were younger?
I did.
I used to hate when people would give me the extra coins to like try to round
make
off
a dollar.
Yes.
It used to throw me off.
When they put like the coins on the counter, I'm like, okay, we're going to use this.
Right.
I'm like,
I would just open the register and say, take what? I'm just kidding. Imagine that.
I was like, Tyler, how are you not fired or sued?
You gave me
are you alive?
Cards. Just take what you
no,
think.
No, just
I owe
take
you.
It what you think you didn't go.
Wait.
All right, Laura. If you don't know by now,
we have 5 seconds.
Please let me.
Five,
10, four, 15, 20, 20.
All right, three
but
of
it's
them.
Only four coins.
Three of them.
So one would be a dime, and five of them would be five.
Okay.
Five, a nickel.
What's your answer?
Nickels.
Yes. Oh my God.
Sorry, it took me around the world.
No, but
do
you know what it was? It's
it.
Three nickels and one dime.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, for the first half of the question,
I thought it was all 25 cents.
Each of them equal 25 cents. So, honestly, I was like, what are you asking me?
You fucked us up at denomination.
That's where it got me.
It's denomination. I thought that's like a church thing.
Oh my God.
I thought denominations were a church thing.
That's denominational.
No, that's denomination.
That's the same goddamn thing.
What's your denomination?
Never mind, not talking about church. No, okay. I thought that was the same thing.
Oh my gosh, that took me a lot to get there.
Ooh, hopefully well, you there's there. No more math. I'm
you
hoping
got there, there because that I was me there. With the speed
okay.
limit.
Number 15. Name two of the four states that border Texas. All you gotta do is name
border
two.
Border Texas?
Yeah, name two that border Texas. Four of them border it. But you need two.
And
okay, I'm just gonna pray.
Hold on, I know all the states because I drove through Texas.
I'm from the SoCal. I don't know the answers. Mm. I'm gonna hope.
All right, I got two. Louisiana and New Mexico.
I put New Mexico and Tennessee.
Yes and no.
Tennessee borders on top of Alabama, actually.
Yeah.
So guess who's tied? I drove through it. So I drove through Mississippi, Texas, then ended up in New Mexico.
What is the, what else goes around it?
I think Oklahoma
Arkansas.
Was my next one I was going to put because Oklahoma's on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oklahoma, Arkansas, New Mexico, Louisiana.
I didn't know Arkansas, wow. But I knew Oklahoma for sure.
Arkansas barely touches it. It's like the top right.
Okay, that's why I didn't know Arkansas, but yeah. I knew for a fact like a Oklahoma sits on top. New Mexico, Louisiana.
I literally wrote down California and Texas because I thought it was what states border Mexico. That's what I heard.
In your head.
And I said, that's not what was asked of me. And that's how I didn't do well in school.
At least you were pretty close.
Manny, you better get this next one.
Because we're tied.
This one is designated for you.
Oh. Why?
Oh.
In our solar system, what planet is farthest from the sun? Keyword, planet. It has to be a planet. It has to be known by humans and scientists
as an active planet.
Planet. Yes, has to be a planet.
Okay, if it's not
Neptune,
Pluto.
It's Neptune.
Or Uranus. I was fucking not even close.
Pluto's not a planet.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. God damn it.
It's Neptune and I'm a winner, baby.
I can't believe you knew that. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Do you know all your planets in order?
I do not.
No, but I know kind of.
You knew Neptune kinda. Was way out there.
I know. No, I know it's Neptune, then Pluto. Actually, yeah, I did know that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm so very impressed.
Right now.
You're just smart.
I also know that it takes a lot of nickels to make 25 cents.
Did you?
I do know that.
I see. I'm proud of you for knowing that.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Well, that was my flop era, so I'm so glad that we're in it right now.
Numero 17. What is the southernmost U.S. state? Like, on the globe, what is the furthest south?
Oh.
Furthest what? Furthest south.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Which state is the furthest?
And this south? Is a state, not an island.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I think I have it. I don't know.
I'm guessing.
Same. Florida.
No.
Texas.
Hawaii.
See, that's not fair. Because, see, I was going to say Hawaii, but
motherland.
That's Motherland. That's like, is Hawaii a state?
Yes.
I feel like it's an island.
It's both.
Okay, well, neither of us get a point for that.
Me. Oh, I really thought it was Florida.
I thought you were going to get it after you said that, after you asked that.
Well, me too, I did too.
I was like, well, it must not be Hawaii because that's an island. Like, that's what was...
But they're both.
That was going through. I know.
Both, baby.
I know.
What about Alaska?
Alaska's north, man.
I know. I'm just saying. It's also another thing. It's just there. Just, I know it's there.
Mm-mm. All right. Number 18. What is the world's longest river?
Amazon.
The Nile.
It's the Nile.
In Egypt. The largest river in Egypt, Zerlin.
What a comeback.
I thought it was the largest river.
And then the world.
It's not the Amazon River?
Amazon's like.
Amazon is really long.
It's really long, but the Nile's technically.
Yeah.
Longer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's the Nile.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What a sick comeback Laura made.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
So wow. She right now, she's two up on you and we have two left. So you need her to get these next two wrong.
And I have to get them both right.
And if she gets one right, you're done.
Oh,
a little softball for Manny here.
Well, you thought that was for me for the fucking space one, too, and it was not a lob.
Wait.
In fact.
I'm coming for your brand right now, sir.
Oh, my God.
Are you supposed
lunar.
To know everything
it's
about
something lunar.
Space?
It's something
you're
about
sick.
The moon.
I don't know everything about space. I'm
Are
so
you
sorry.
Supposed to know
I got actually the planet? A C in astronomy.
I didn't even take astronomy.
Wow. Disappointed in Manny MUA.
Thank you.
Okay.
Number 19, Manny. The planet Mars... has how many moons?
I would have no earthly idea.
I'm just writing
Mr.
Anything.
Lunar.
Seven.
Beauty. Three. Answer is two.
Oh my God.
You're in luck though. No, actually, you
no,
lost.
I lost. Wait,
let's do the last
I'm
one.
I'm a fucking loser.
Oh my God.
I thought
one
there was
fun.
Only three.
I went
Imagine
way
I was like
overboard.
17.
I was going to say 25. That was my second answer.
I was close.
Two moons.
Dang.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Either.
I knew there was not a lot, but more than one.
Very interesting. All right. The last one just for, we're going double or nothing?
No.
Double or nothing.
Do you want double or nothing?
No.
Yeah.
Do you want I don't agree to it. No.
Double or nothing.
If you lose, you owe him nothing. If you win, he owes you 200.
No.
I don't want to do double or nothing.
That's what you don't know double or nothing means.
I thought it meant 2 points.
No.
It counts for 2 points.
No. Double or nothing on the bet.
No.
We're not Sick. Doubling.
Tyler's
not
a
doubling
gambler,
the quiz.
That's why. We're not gamblers.
All right. Number 20. The interior angles of a triangle always sum to what degree? Wow, he wrote that quick. He knows.
I'm pretty sure this is what the answer is. I could be completely wrong.
He knows.
90.
180.
It's 180.
You're not a winner, baby. You're not a winner.
Only by one, dude?
Wow.
By 1 point, I gotcha.
So Laura got 9 out of 20. You got 8 out of 20. So
actually, that's not that bad.
Well, that's it's an F.
That's a hard
it's an F for the both of you.
Well, this is what I would always tell my teachers in school. I'd be like, guys, 50%. That's not even that bad. And they'd be like, you failed our class.
60 is barely a D.
And I would say, what extra credit can I do?
But honestly, how come getting 50% is failing when like failing shouldn't that be like 20%?
It should be like 20%.
It doesn't make sense.
You don't
to
think
me.
That you should know more than half?
No, I don't. And whenever I would get like a 30 on a test, depends I would be subject. Like, damn, I did bad. But whenever
that's
I get like
really
a,
bad.
Yeah. When I get like a 50, I'd be like, it's not that, bad.
It's not it is, bad. But it is.
I feel like depending on the subject, I think it should be a tier system.
I agree.
Like if you're doing like sciences because you're going to be a doctor, sure.
Sure.
Get it up there in the 90s and 80s and shit.
How would you know that in fifth grade?
Exactly. So it shouldn't count as much shouldn't in count. Fifth grade.
Shouldn't count. Mm-mm. I'm talking about when we get into college. I think it should be a different level.
Yeah.
When I think that like careers. Geography with things I'm not going to really technically use.
When you're learning about physical science 20% and animals.
Is a fail. Like, 30% failure.
Okay.
Number of moons on Mars.
Learning well, about vertebrates and animals. I was
pertinent
Come
information.
On. Come on. I was close.
Very you were close. You're one off.
You were close, but not close enough, Dylan.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
Yes, you did.
That was fun.
So chances are we're not smarter than a fifth grader is what you're saying.
No, and I want you to both say it out loud.
We're
not smarter
we're not
than a
smarter
fifth grader.
We're not smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is
and
it.
And you would have got a lot wrong, too.
That is it for this episode of Full Coverage.
I would have made an F.
He would have gotten more than us, I think, actually. I do think
sorry,
that.
Sorry, Laura's trying to end this episode. Guys, that's it for this episode. A fool, literally full coverage. There's a lot of fooling.
Let me go ahead.
A lot of tomfoolery here.
Let me Venmo her right fucking
now.
Yeah, we
right.
want to see it.
I want to hear the cha-ching. Cha-ching. What will I buy with my $100?
Thank God I bet my AdSense money. 100. I almost just said that.
Let's go ahead. $1 million.
$1 billion. For I'm going to put trivia. Pizza. That's the first emoji that was there. Pay.
Done.
Yep. There it is.
There it is.
The wealth overflowing.
Blood money.
That's blood
it's
money.
It's honestly
right there.
Blood money, you guys. It's not okay.
It is. It's good for you.
All right, guys. We're signing off.
We love you. And we'll see you on our next episode. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, peace. Comment. Mwah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.